Hi, I'm Claire Free, and you are listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe and Kansas City Online Radio.
People have been talking, I don't like what they say about you and that woman. She's supposed to be my best friend. I bet you thought you had the perfect crime. Should have known I'd find her somewhere down the line. Our love was dust and bones. Our love was dust and bones. Our love was dust and bones. Just dust and bones. Did you stop to wonder what this would do to me? Say anything you want, there's nothing I will believe. And I found out about your dirty little game. Hope you have the decency to feel a little shame. Our love was dust and bones. Our love was dust and bones. Our love was dust and bones. And I found out our love was just dust and bones.
Raven and the Blues, it's Talk Radio Europe, it's Kansas City Online Radio, it's Radio Victoria, and the last time we met you were in boots and pullovers in January. It gives me a huge pleasure to welcome back Claire Free to the programme on a nice sunny day. That is Dust and Bones, and that is the title track, you say?
It is the title track of the new album that comes out in the spring.
Right. As we said, when I said, oh, we'd love to have you back, and you said, I've got some new stuff, and so yes, it has been. How have you managed to be able to be as busy as you have been and also write and record a new album?
I think I'm just a Duracell bunny. I don't take much time to do anything else, really. I just get on with it. Although this week, actually, I'm taking my children away for a few days, which will be lovely.
When I had the email from a listener about the middle of last year, towards the autumn of last year, saying you really should get hold of Claire Free and listen to her work and get her on the programme, and so we made contact and you came in January, and your profile was kind of highish, but then this year it's been complete mayhem, hasn't it? I mean, everywhere you look, you're somewhere on YouTube, people are talking about you, and you've been so busy too.
Yes, very busy. Very, very busy. I think this month I've got 17 gigs or something, which is kind of... That's a lot of gigs, that's a lot of driving and things, but it's great, that's what I want to do. So.
Yes, I mean, you were saying when we met the first time that that's what you wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really happened. How much of the band, how much of the time with the band and how much solo?
It's about 1/3 of the time with the band mm-hmm. and 2/3 solo. I prefer the band gigs, but the solo gigs are really good because they're very intimate and I like that.
Yes.
We have a nice one tonight at the Colour House Theatre in London, just down the road, in fact.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And but basically you would have the band if they can afford it, basically, but if it's down to finance. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I think that's what it comes down to. Mm.
Do you feel a bit naked when you're on stage without the band?
No.
No.
I used to think, oh, no, I'm going to go wrong. But then I start experimenting a bit as I'm playing and kind of tweaking things.
Have the number of stage hours that you've done through the course of this year added a lot to the way that you perform on stage?
I think that my performance is developing. It changes all the time. One month I think, oh, you know, I really need to work on that element of it. And then another month I think, oh, I need to work on that element. So I'd be very interested to watch a whole performance from a few months ago and have a look and see just how much it's changed, because I'm sure it has changed, but maybe I can't put my finger on exactly where.
Because you've shared your stage, or people have come and onto the stage with you, with so many people over the year, haven't you?
I mean, I did a great double gig the other day with Cherry Lee Mewis.
Yes.
We did a double headline, which was great.
Gifted in Black, it was Girls.
It was Girls Gifted in Blue. That's right. Yes, there was the guy who runs the musician in Leicester said, let's call it that.
So great name.
It worked quite well, yeah.
You are so different, the two of you as well, though.
Totally different. Totally different. But it was good, actually, because we seem to have a lot of people who like both of the bands, which was really nice. Mm-hmm. And we're both at that stage where people are still getting to hear of us.
So
it was lovely to do a double bill. And Cherry and I get on well, and it was very complimentary.
Is it a double bill? You did a set and she did a set, or did you actually come together for
No, we did two separate sets. Yes. We did her band and my band as two, like a mini festival of girl blues or something like that. We've played together at jams and things a few times. But no, we don't combine the bands. We just did it as her band and my band. It looks like there may be some other ones coming up in the pipeline for next year
That's nice. Mm. So when it came to writing the new album, was it a labour of love? Did it come hard, or was it all just in there waiting to be bursting out?
Oh, it's always bursting out. It bursts out of the seams. I have to stop myself writing half the time because I figure that the longer I bottle it up, the better the quality. It's like whiskey. The longer you leave it in, the more it matures and comes out.
I was going to say festering, but it's maturing, isn't it?
No, not festering. Maturing. Ideas developing the whole time. Yeah, no, this album's been a very easy one to write. I think the very last song I thought, what should I write about? I think that's just because I thought I was a little bit up against the clock with it. Mm. But the last song's actually turned out to be a cracking song. So it's all good. I love writing that. It's great because writing's my hobby. Music's my love, my job, my everything. Mm-hmm. And songwriting is actually my hobby. So in my downtime, what I want to do is write songs. So it works very well.
You mean if you won the lottery and didn't have to work,
I'd write songs.
You just write songs.
I'd write songs for anybody. I'd love to write for other people as well, actually. But time.
So it's never a labour of love. It just comes naturally and easily.
No, it's what I want to do.
Yes.
No, gardening is a labour of love.
Right.
I hate gardening.
In terms of the songs that they're coming out, are they changing in the genre?
Well, I've gone back to the blues, and as I was explaining in the last interview, I'd been ill and I wanted to write this album before that was a very, not quite a mixed bag, but not pure blues all the way through. And this sees me return to the blues. Now I know that everything's fine and I'm going to be hunky-dory. I've gone right back into the blues. It's blues, but it's not your bog-standard typical blues. Mm. It's a little bit different. And it's all based very much in real life, so it's a very relatable...
Your real life?
Mostly.
Right.
Mostly. A couple of songs are maybe slightly fabricated in some areas, for the most part it's
so real. There's not many stories and songs about trucks breaking down or going down the highway?
No, $100 bills or Cadillacs, no. Right. No, but there are songs like Funky Mama's Kitchen, but it's about being hacked off at being in the kitchen and cooking when it's all...
I mean, that was nominated for one of the Songs of the Year, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, well, I don't know. I have no idea whether it's a stiff competition now. I mean, to be up against those people is just a huge honour.
Yes.
So we'll see.
But it made the shortlist, and you'll know in 3 weeks.
A few weeks' time, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Are you going to be going? To the
I can't. I'm playing somewhere else.
All right.
As always.
You'll be getting somebody texting you saying,
oh, yeah. Hey.
Let's go back to music. What are you going to do for us now?
Well, I'd like to do a song that I wrote sort of for my best friend, but about my best friend, and she knows that it's about her, and she's quite happy for me to write. This is a song called Small Miracles. I ain't religious, but I had started to pray. For 5 long years, she'd call me and she'd say, it wasn't this month, it didn't happen this time. There's no baby, ain't no use in trying. Then suddenly, one day right out of the blue, I got a call telling me the happiest of happy news. Happy news. And it's good to know. So good to know. It's good to know that some times there are small miracles. He'd been given just 10%. Well, that's not much hope of ever seeing him again. She'd been trying so hard to be brave. She kissed his hand as they wheeled him away. After 9 long hours, the doctor came. He said, I got good news. He's gonna be okay. He's gonna be okay. And it's good to know. So good to know. It's good to know that sometimes there are small miracles. Small miracles. Tears of joy the day her baby was born. I cried for my friend, happy she would hurt no more. And as I said, I ain't religious, but I pray sometimes for the people that I love when there's heartache in their lives. In their lives. And it's good to know. So good to know. It's good to know that sometimes there are small miracles. Small miracles. Good to know. So good to know. It's good to know that sometimes there are small miracles.
The Raven and the Blues, live on stage, on a boat, on the Thames, Clare Free. And I didn't want to stop you, but that's the number you did when you were here the last time.
Did I?
But it's amazing how much it's changed.
Has it?
Yes.
I didn't realize I did it last time.
Yes.
Ah, I forgot.
I mean, the words are the same. But something in the delivery. I'll have to go back and listen to the two versions months apart.
Yeah.
But yes.
I hadn't realised. I thought I'd done... Oh, silly me.
Has your playing and presentation changed, do you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. What? That song makes my hair stand on it. I did a gig the other day and... two ladies came up to, well, actually, in the middle of the song, two ladies in front of me just burst into tears.
Once they realised what it's about, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
And then at the end of the song, they came running up in the middle of the set. They just came up and showed me photographs of these premature babies that had affected their lives. And they said, right. These are our small miracles.
Oh,
and
I see.
It was
wonderful.
So lovely.
Yes.
I hadn't realised I did last time. Oh, sorry, I've bored everybody.
No, you haven't, not at all. For a start, it's 7 months ago. Secondly, it has changed. I mean, I'd say not lyrically, and not, but it just in the presentation. Again, I'll do the comparison one after you've gone.
I'll be interested to see. Yeah,
sounds,
I'll have to
yeah.
go back myself and have a listen.
In terms of the album, is, I mean, because you do stage work with the band,
yep.
which is much more louder up front and,
yes.
and in your face blues,
yep.
then you have the more private acoustic. So is the album a mix of the two?
No, it's almost entirely a band, actually.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In fact, it's so much band, I've been wondering whether to put an acoustic track on, but I've probably decided not to.
Have you got lots of stuff sitting in the background waiting for an acoustic album?
A few bits, but I'm not sure that they're quite
right
for what I want. They're probably more like Be Who You Are, the bits and pieces mm-hmm. I've got lying around, for want of a better expression.
Is it going to be strange, though, sort of, if when you get to gigs like as you are tonight at Merton, sort of selling over the edge of the stage in a live band, electric, loud Claire Freak, and they've just seen 2.5 hours of the lovely, quiet, retrospective, intimate Claire Freak?
Well, I suppose, yeah, it's a good point. that's just the way it is. It's,
yes.
I'm a bit of a dual...
Yes,
it wasn't meant to be that way, but that's how it's turned out.
When we first met, you sort of were wondering a little bit, or you implied that you were wondering whether, you know, whether as a mum and a housewife and things, whether you could actually go back and whether it would all work. And it obviously has.
Yeah, it works really well, actually. Yes. Yeah, it works really well.
How do the kids feel about mum going out and earning a living at
night? They've got very used to it, actually. They yes. just kind of get, in fact, half the time, they don't even take their eyes off The Simpsons. Bye!
Have a good gig, mum.
Bye-bye! See you later! No, they're very fine with it, so mm-hmm. they're very used to it. They think it's very normal, which I find quite interesting.
That's nice too, yes. And presumably they brag about it at school, do they?
Well, their friends don't generally believe them.
Yes. What does your mum do? She's a blues musician. She's a
I said, just make it up. Just tell them I work at the shop or something, because their friends don't really believe them.
So 7 months on from when we met the last, and 7 months which has been tremendously busy. So how do you see the next 7 months going? Does your gig list look even busier?
Equi-busy or probably more busy.
Right.
I'm already booking right the way through into the end of next year at the moment. So it's. I'm not saying I haven't got space in the diary for things before then,
yes.
because I have, but I've certainly got bookings going all the way through to September next mm-hmm. year, something like that.
And some festivals coming in there too?
Tentatively at this stage, and they're not too firmed up. But,
yes.
Hopefully. That's the idea.
Most of the images I see of you on Facebook and things, you're in your sort of, how would I call it, your standard stage outfit, which is your cowboy boots and
yes.
jeans and top and things. And you're very uncowboyish today.
Yeah, so very casual.
Are you changing for the gig tonight, or is this going to be?
No,
the...
I'm going to change tonight. Right. Yes, I'm just a bit warm to yes. prance around in cowboy boots today.
Yes.
Well, I've got them in the car, but I don't know. I just thought I'd have a change.
Yes. Is that? I mean, is that as much part of your kind of stage persona, the things you wear? And
yeah, things
you
all goes together as
it's
a
your
package, comfort,
yes,
really.
Your comfort zone.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I did wear this for a gig the other day, but it's fine, but it's got no stretch to it, and it's actually quite hot to wear on stage. This one,
I think people often forget, you know, that we do have things which we grab our Linus blankets type of stuff, you know. And for me, as a stage DJ, I had my headphones, and rings. I wore loads of rings,
okay.
and had special headphones. And if I didn't have those headphones, I couldn't work on stage.
Oh, really?
It was as simple as that, you know.
Oh no!
And I've been known to drive back and put my rings on years and years ago. Would drive back, put my rings on.
Okay,
they're your little
box.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. No, I don't really have a box, but I just have a bunch of things that I know look good, and I will tend to always wear them. But I'm always adding to that collection, so the mm-hmm. space in the wardrobe gets ever bigger with more and more things that look nice. So no, I'm not really changing. I've just changed for the day. It's just hot.
Summer is here.
Too hot.
In terms of the release date of the album, you say it's, what, in a month or so's time?
No, it's coming out in the spring.
In the spring. Oh, sorry, that's ages away. That's right, yes.
In the spring,
So are the tracks laid down yet?
No. We're going into the studio in the autumn. We just
So actually, it may change dramatically.
It might, yes. Shouldn't do too much. I think we're pretty settled on how it sounds now. I was listening to some recordings in the car.
And have you got sort of more tracks than you need so you can dispose of some if you need to?
I've always got more tracks than I need. Yeah, there are a few extras. I think probably actually the tracks are pretty fairly defined now. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll stick with what we've got because it goes together very nicely.
Back in the old days when I was a kid, the album, the order of the tracks was equally important for side one and side two. Now it's much less important, or do you still apply some importance to it?
Oh, no, it's very important.
Really?
Very important, yes. And that won't be decided until they're all recorded.
Yes.
And we go back and have a good listen. The title track's decided, as I say, but the actual order of the songs will depend on how they finally come with all their tweaks.
Even in these days of random shuffle, you believe it's still important.
I do think it's important. Yeah, well, especially when you buy a CD, because you pop it in your car.
That's true.
Although you can random shuffle it, you would prefer to hear a structured flow through.
All the way through. Continuity from beginning to end.
Yeah,
yes.
Something with a journey through it.
And a mental break in the middle where you think, that's where I'd turn the album over.
Oh, turn it off, I thought you were going to say.
No, turn it over.
Yes, probably. I don't know.
This is side B. Yes,
this is what my bass player Dave is very, very good at this. So this is something he'll help. Oh, he's excellent at this. Mm-hmm. He'll help with this because I'll put them in one order and then listen to them. After a while, you go a bit, not quite glazed, but you've heard them so many times that you're not quite focused and hear it in the fresh way that you need to hear them.
Are you going to do the album live on the floor or lots of overdubs? Or how do you,
We're going to do it as layers. So we're going to do drums and bass and then guitars and vocals and then more vocals and then twiddling about and guitar solos and those sorts of things.
Have you got the studios chosen for that yet?
Yes. We're going to use Platform Studios, which is, I've worked with Damon years and years and years ago, and then somebody said to me, you should see Damon. I'd forgotten all about his studio. Oh yeah, of course, makes perfect sense now. It's where I think Ollie recorded an album.
Brown recorded there,
and I know Danny Wilde's done one and probably another one in there.
Yes,
so it's a good studio,
good heritage.
And it's been it's touched into my life in the past. It'd be nice to go back. I've got a recording which I shan't show you, but I have got a recording that was made there a long, long time ago.
Right. In your former life?
In a former life. In the past. With Jeannie and Mats and Constance and Morris with that band. And that was good. Mm. It was a very quick recording session.
Where should we go now musically? Something off the new album?
Wow, yes. I can't remember what I played you last time now. I'm trying to think. Why don't I play you my... I know I haven't played you this one. This is called Tempted. How'd you do it? You put a spell on me, body screaming, weak and at the knees. Try to focus. Undoing what is right, I promise myself I'll go home tonight. I am tempted. Though you're no good, no good for me. I am tempted, wild with the this is just pure lust. But I need you so much, I am tempted. Hear my demons talk to me in dirty ways. And my pure thoughts slowly slip away. I am tempted, though you're no good, no good for me. I am tempted, wild with the need. This is just pure lust. But I need you so much, I am tempted. No, you're not good, not good for me. I am tempted, wild with the need. This is just pure lust, but I need you so much, I am tempted, I am tempted, I am tempted.
That's wonderful.
Thank you. I have to stop myself from getting the giggles.
Why?
I don't know. I'm in a giggly mood today.
But that's a song with deep words, though. You can't giggle over that, shall
you? Yeah, I know. That one's maybe not based quite in the current truth. I have to point this out to my husband.
I wonder whether I should raise the question with you and say, is that based on experiences on the road or is it just...
No, it's based with real experiences, but not terribly recent ones. Right, because okay. My husband might feel very deeply insecure if I said they were.
Yes.
It's real experience.
Good words, really good words.
Thank you.
And really strong musically too. I think it's excellent, yes.
Thank you, it's a lovely song.
Mm. You have developed so much extra stage presence, haven't you? So much confidence in the way you look, the way you smile, the way you flirt with the camera, the whole bit.
Maybe, I don't know, no, I don't know.
Maybe about it, you know.
Oh,
it's, yeah.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I think you can see that also with the photographs people take of you on, which they shove up on
there
Facebook and things.
There are some fantastic photographers coming to the gigs.
I know, but I mean, obviously, I mean, you're working to them as well, because as soon as you...
Oh yeah, I play with them.
Media tart, yes.
Yes, yeah. Well, why not?
Yeah, of course, yes.
Why not? In fact, one of the guys who came to my gigs earlier this year is actually taking the cover photo for the new album.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been planning it all out. We're going to go and do it quite soon before it gets too cold because we're going to do it outdoors. So
he's going to do a sort of a properly set up shot, basically.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're going to do a proper photo shoot somewhere in the Midlands. We're looking for the right location.
And do you know what it's going to be, that kind of thing?
Well, in our minds.
Multi-layered Photoshoppy jobby?
Don't know. I haven't seen the pitch yet, so it's hard to say. But what we're aiming for is something along the sort of slightly downtrodden, sort of tatty-looking area.
Right.
And that's where we've got to so far.
You mean the run-down, dirty streets of somewhere?
I mean somewhere falling down, kind of. Yeah.
Right, okay.
I know what we're looking for. In the past, I used to think graffiti was a good idea, but then you realise that you've actually got somebody's slogan coming out of the top of your ear or something.
So a grey background of damaged, derelict buildings.
Derelict buildings is what I'm thinking.
Then you're looking bright and vibrant in front of it.
Something along those lines. That's what we're thinking. Mm-hmm. But probably when we take the pictures, it won't work and we'll end up doing something completely different. So we'll see.
I met a musician called Ruth Theodore, and she knew what she wanted on her album, which was a bath in the water in the sea and a crab coming out of it, much bigger than the bath. You know, but she didn't want to do it in Photoshop. She was insisting we have to do it live in one shot.
Some guy dangling a crab on a fishing rod or something.
Well, right closer to the camera, so it looks much, much bigger. And she's in a bath in the sea, and she's put a video of the making of the album cover on it. It's really fun to watch. I mean, it genuinely is a photograph with a digital camera in the sea beside Brighton, you know, but it took hours and hours and days to sort of put it all together.
I try not to fixate on what I want particularly with anything, because I do it with clothes and I think, right, I want a top in this colour, in this style, and I can't find it. It doesn't, when I do find it, it's not actually what I want. So I try to be quite flexible and quite open-minded until we see the images, then we'll know whether we've got it right or not.
Yes,
is the camera rolling, by the way?
It is, yes.
It is, okay, because I feel like I should be talking. I'm not sure who to talk to.
It's odd because when you were singing, you sing to the camera, which is, again, that's something I'd noticed from you. But I think in conversations, it's quite normal to look away from the camera.
It's kind of human to look, a bit weird to talk to the camera.
I did try one stage having the camera right sort of here next to my navel, but it all looks a bit wrong. You know,
the guy from Alien.
That's right. Staring out. And really, this is an adjunct, because for most people, they're going to listen to this and not see the pictures.
That's true.
But if you're hearing this as the podcast or as a part of the show on FM, if you go to the Raven and the Blues page, raven.dj, and scroll down, and the very top picture you'll see is the lovely Claire Free, and you can then watch the video of her, if all works perfectly, of the session from this time, because it didn't work the last time, sadly. So, So we've mentioned the fact you're sort of everywhere on all of the social media sites.
I'm avoiding some of them. I can't be doing with MySpace.
MySpace is
much.
So last year, isn't it?
It's so hard to use. They keep updating it, and we can't use it anymore. And I don't do Bing or LinkedIn or any of those sorts of things.
Well, LinkedIn's for business people, I think.
Yeah, I guess a lot of invitations to it.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of invitations to, I'm sure everybody does, invitation to any social.
Yes.
I'm on Twitter, on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And that's about it, actually.
And you have the website, which is pretty active too. Yeah.
Yes, which I keep tinkering with, and then I periodically break it, and my brother has to fix it.
But it's so good that actually you are tinkering with it yourself, and therefore everything we see, everything we hear, everything about you, apart from the photographs taken by other people, it's all yours.
It is, actually, that's true.
This is my business.
It's mine. Like a hermit.
My precious. Yes. Having none of it. Yes.
Well, I would like someone else to do the website, but when I looked into it, to do what I wanted was way too expensive.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it is pretty expensive to do it.
So, but your fan base is developing, so there could be somebody listening here right now saying, I give my left arm to be Claire Free's web designer.
Yeah. They probably wouldn't, though, because I'd be like, can you change that? That's why my brother won't do it. My brother's a web designer.
Right.
And he initially, when I first had a website for something else, he used to do it. And then after a while, he got very fed up with me going, can you change this? And this needs updating, because it needs updating almost daily.
Yes.
So it's probably easier.
You never know. You know, some people would, I mean, there are many podcasts, which I know, This Week in Tech, for instance, they don't do any notes about what they talk about. And they rely on people who just love listening to the program to do the sort of the wiki notes for it, you know?
Oh, okay.
And I'm sure you'd find that, I bet you there's somebody listening to this right now who would say, I really would. I wouldn't mind if you called me every day.
I'm not on Wikipedia yet. That's something I looked the other day to see if anyone put anything on that.
You ought to be, but the trouble is you can't do it yourself.
No, it would be a bit...
Well,
You're not allowed to.
Well, they don't allow you to. They sort of say, when do you get all this information? Who are you? You're Claire Free. So you can't do it yourself.
Yeah,
you know?
It would be a bit weird, wouldn't it? Vain.
But somebody could easily set one up. So there you are, dear listener.
There you are.
If you want to be Claire's web designer, there is a vacancy wherever you are in the world. And also, if you want to set up her Wikipedia page, again,
then, you know, only if people would actually be interested in looking.
Well, I mean, no, it's quite important, because I think Wikipedia does become a place you go to for a quick reference.
I suppose you do.
If you aren't there and it turns up you're just a baseball player or something, you know, it's not quite the same. So you need Claire Free, Musician, UK. if the web designer and the Wikipedia people want to get in touch, the email address is what?
If you email, you can email me through the website. If you go on the website, there's a contact contact form.
And the website is?
www.clairefree.co.uk.
Wonderful stuff. Claire, it's been a joy to see you. What are you going to finish with?
I don't know. I haven't thought. Why don't I do one of my my personal favourites? This is off the new album. It's called Little Miss Jealousy. ¶¶ She's been watching every move that you make, always checking every step you take, always asking who you talked to last night. Suspicious, another woman's on your mind. And her love won't set you free. You hooked up with a little Miss Jealousy. Little Miss Jealousy. She's been reading messages on your phone, poking for signs that you weren't alone. If you say hi to a woman on the street, you can bet your life you'll get the ninth degree. Her love won't set you free. You hooked up with little Miss Jealousy. Little Miss Jealousy. She don't know that I dream of you every night. You're a good man, honey. Treats you right. You hooked up with little Miss Jealousy. Little Miss Jealousy. Little Miss Jealousy. You hooked up with little Miss Jealousy.
For the last 35 minutes, you've been listening to the words and the music of Claire Free. Claire, it's been a joy having you here on The Raven and the Blues.
It's been a privilege to be here. Thank you.